A literature student in love is the subject of Abandon, a new novel from Pico Iyer. If you think that's a dry subject, our reviewer Alan Chu says you'll have to think twice.
Young British scholar John McMillan has a grant to study in Santa Barbara with one of the world's renowned scholars of Sufi poetry, and only a year to write his thesis on the work of the great Sufi poet Rumi. McMillan, already stoned on Sufi art, scarcely knows what hits him when he meets the enigmatic Camilla, who knows more about his subject than she lets on, and leads him deliciously astray. Nothing gives him more pleasure than tooling around the hills east of Santa Barbara with his new beloved. At first, Camilla seems to fit right in with the landscape, a prototypical California girl, pretty and as elusive as a fabled Sufi manuscript that the young scholar's been searching for all around the world. She arrives at his apartment early in the morning, stays a day or so, and then disappears for a while. The fault lies in her childhood, she seems to imply. All the time I was growing up, she tells John, I was always sure I was going to be abandoned. And she lets on that he abandons her for his work, a situation that allows Iyer to play on the double meaning of abandonment, a term describing both desertion and rapture, religious and sexual. The closer McMillan feels to Camilla, the more she moves away, which is not a bad rhythm to employ when dramatizing the ups and downs, the come-hithers, and the keep-your-distances of a contemporary love affair. It's probably best to read this novel, with its subtitle A Romance, as a desertion of realism, because graduate work has never been this much fun or so very interesting and laden with so much intrigue, and as a rapturous narrative about the pains and pleasures of serious affection. It's the perfect gift for young scholars in any field, tied with a bow by the prolific magazine writer and world traveler, Pico Iyer.
Pico Iyer's new novel is Abandon. Our reviewer, Alan Shoes, teaches writing at George Mason University in Virginia.